Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Friday. Little Lady A bringing us back. Of course, Hillary, an MTSU grad.
Yes.
An alum. And we'll tell you about a big event coming up. February 13th from 6 to 9 at Humble Baron at Nearest Green Distillery. Blue Bloods in the round. It's a event benefiting the MTSU Athletics NIL program. Coach Derek Mason will be there. He's put it on, but we're proud to have on Luke Laird, who is another MTSU alum just like us. He will be there performing. Luke, how you doing?
I'm good. I am an alum, but just barely.
Well, so are we. You walk across that stage. Yeah, I guess it counts, something like that.
Oh my gosh. No, I'm grateful that I had a good time down there.
Well, I know this is going to be a fun event to be a part of, and I love songwriters and getting to, you know, hear the genesis of all these songs that we hear on the radio, and we know, you know, that was one downtown that we just played that you were a part of. How special is it to be able to do these kind of songwriters in the round events, especially when it's helping your school?
Oh, man, it's awesome. I'll never forget. I came down to MTSU fall of 97, and I just was moved from northwestern Pennsylvania, but it was just so cool being in Tennessee and being around other songwriters, which was something was all new to me. And so, yeah, so many great opportunities that school provided for me. And, yeah, anytime I can do something to help them, I'm up for it.
You've written a lot of different country music songs, you know, some big ones, but they all kind of have different themes. I mean, is it based on when you're sitting down, you know, to write or go to a write or something like that? I mean, is some of this based on how you're feeling, mood, or how, what's kind of your process?
Oh, yeah, usually the ideas all come from a personal place, whether it's something I thought of or my co-writers. But yeah, I've found the best songs are just, you know, I can't remember who first said it, but I've heard it for years. It's just like, write what you know. So for the most part, even if the whole story isn't true in there, there's a lot of truth in the lines that we write. And that's what I love about country music.
Three chords and the truth, right?
Yes, sir.
We're talking to Luke Laird on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Luke, I was listening to Don Felder talk about how he created Hotel California. He was just messing around and hit it. And he knew. Has that happened to you when you're just messing around and you play a chord and you just know that's it?
I don't know if I ever know anything. It's funny. I know when it's something I love and I'm excited to play for people, but as far as if it's going to be a song that's a hit, I really never know. And sometimes I'm surprised at ones that end up being hits and then ones that I just can't, nobody will even take a chance on that I thought, oh, this is for sure it. So that's what I'm reminded of every day. You never know. And it's the thing about being a songwriter, that's what's, I guess, scary about it, but what's so exciting too, because I never know. You know, today I could write the biggest song of my career and odds are I won't, but
right.
you just keep hoping.
So when you go to a Kacey Musgraves show and she sings your song and 15,000-18,000 people are singing that, I got to think, Luke, that there is no drug on the planet that gives you that high.
Man, I would agree. There's nothing like it. Yeah, with Kacey and honestly, one of the first songs that really hit me like that when I went out and saw it live was Eric Church playing Drink in My Hand. Just remembering the genesis of that song and how it just started like this tiny little, you know, three or four chord thing. And then to see that many people like know your song and just, it's just the most wildest thing. And it's what I dreamed of when I moved to Tennessee. So it's pretty cool.
I love it. Also, I mean, to be asked, Luke, to be part of this Blue Bloods in the round on February 13th, benefiting the MTSU Athletics NIL program. This is a huge deal for the university, and for them to reach out to you, to have you a part of this, that's got to also be a good feeling.
Yeah, I was wondering how many people they had to ask before they got down the list to my name, but it's really cool. You know, I love sports. I was never obviously a Division I athlete. I think we might have got like third place in the basketball intramural league down there at MTSU, but But no, it really is an honor. I've actually never met Coach Mason, so hopefully I'll get to do that.
We're talking to Luke Laird. He'll be part of Blue Bloods in the round coming up on February 13th. So you mentioned Drink in My Hand. Eric Church is one of my favorite artists. I'm curious of how that song came to be, because obviously it's one of his biggest hits.
Sure. I went out. Eric invited me to come out on the road with him for like 4 days. He was playing shows. And this is one of those where, he may have asked some other people, and they said, no, you're going to North Dakota. But I got on the bus, and I'll never forget, we were in North Dakota. It was negative 9 degrees. And I didn't even know that people could live through that. But he was playing his show, and I decided to go out into the crowd. And this was before he blew up and was playing huge arenas. So the venue was, I think it was like an old armory or something. There was like a few bleachers on the side, but I remember, I don't know what the drink situation is, but I guess it must have been kegs of beer or something, because everybody was holding these red Solo cups and holding them up and really into the music. And I was just thinking, man, I want to write something that these people would get excited about. So I went back on the bus before he got off stage, and I just played 3 chords in that little melody. All I want to do is put a drink in my hand. Came to me. I didn't know if it would be a whole song or a line, but Eric came off stage. I said, man, I have no idea, but your fans inspired this. And I played him that little thing. He goes, oh, man, that's a song. And we sat there, he, myself, and our co-writer, Michael Heaney, and we wrote that thing probably in like an hour. And that was one of those, we finished it, I was like, man, I think it's a hit, but I don't know. It just felt so good. But, yeah, you just never know where these songs are going to come from.
I think, like Chase said, the genesis of all these songs is fascinating. All right, be honest with us, Luke. Where are your Grammy Awards right now? Don't tell me they're in a drawer.
No. I've got a little office at the house that sitting by my record player. It's like a museum in there. I still got all my cassettes and records and CDs, you know, living in the past. But it's kind of like my little music room. I have them in there.
All right, well, good, because I would have them on my desk when somebody sits down and be like, hey, let me move my Grammy Awards out of the way to talk to you, just so they know that I've got my Grammy Awards there. So I'm proud of you, Luke.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm proud that you got those in there. The event, you're going to be doing other songwriters. Is it cool to do events like this when you get other songwriters you may know, you may not know, all come together like that?
Yeah, I mean, I for sure like always feel comfortable if it's some people I know, and this will have a little bit of both. I think it'll be exciting, and hopefully it'll be a good time for the people who come to watch it. I always, you know, pray I don't put everybody to sleep, but I'll try to mix it up and not play all ballads, you know.
It's gonna be fun to see. Real quick, I know you've worked with Toby Keith in the past. What did he mean to country music?
Man, Toby he meant so much. You know, my first experience with Toby, before I had a publishing deal and was writing songs for a living, I was on the road with Brooks and Dunn, and I was just one of their tour assistants. So, I mean, low man on the totem pole. And I'll never forget the way Toby treated me. He was always so kind, and he knew I was trying to be a songwriter, and he was just very encouraging. And then we also got to play basketball every day. They'd wheel a basketball hoop out there. Toby's a big dude. I never really wanted to guard him, and when I did guard him, it was a sorry excuse for guarding someone. But just the way that Toby, again, I saw him treat people, and then also as a songwriter, myself being a songwriter, he really got his foot in the door in Nashville with songs that he came to town with from Oklahoma that he wrote by himself. Should Have Been a Cowboy. I mean, one of my favorite country songs of all time. And he just has inspired and influenced so many people. And I just always loved how he just always did things his own way. And he wasn't someone who was awarded a lot by like CMAs or ACM, but it never seemed to slow him down. And yeah, he meant a lot to country music.
Yeah, you know, and I know about that. Luke, at the event, Chase and I'll be down there. If I slip a cassette into your pocket of my songs, wait till I leave until you throw it away. Just do me that favor if that's okay.
Hey, I'm one of the few people that could. I still have a cassette player, so I could actually listen to him. You give it to most people, they wouldn't know what it is.
Right. All right. This is the best interview ever, man. I really appreciate this. No, look, thank you for doing this. I know it means a lot to MTSU and their collective. Again, we're all alumni of that great school. It's done a lot for us too. So the fact you're taking time to do this huge event for MTSU, man, it means a lot to so many. So thank you.
Oh, it's an honor. I appreciate you guys.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, take care.
Luke Laird joining us here on the program. Blue Bloods in the Round, February 13th at Nearest Green Distillery out in the borough, and again benefiting MTSU Athletics NIL program. Going to be really, really cool that Luke is going to be a part of that, as well as several others. So if you've never been to a Songwriter in the Round event, you should go. It's so much fun.
Did you go see Eric Church at Nissan a few years ago?
Yep.
How was that, singing that song?
It was awesome. I mean, that's one of my favorite. I remember when that song came out, I was still in college, and the first time I heard it, I was sitting in a buddy's apartment. We just had music on, and I knew Eric Church, but I wasn't like a huge Eric Church fan yet. And that song came on, and I was like, who's got a shot? Let's do that. Like that was like our anthem.
I mean, there was like 60,000 people at that show that night singing that song.
But I mean, you know, what's so funny is you look at this list, like Sarah Evans, A Little Bit Stronger. Okay, you know that one. Eric Church, Drink in My Hand, Give Me Back My Hometown, Talladega, know all those. Pontoon, Little Big Town.
Oh, yeah.
That's one. Kenny Chesney, American Kids. Like, you know, I went and saw Kenny Chesney when he sang that. I mean, that's what's crazy. And so growing up, I knew a guy named Alex Harvey. I don't know if you know that name.
I do not.
He's a songwriter, passed away a few years ago. But he wrote the song Delta Dawn. He was one of the writers on that song. And Hell and High Water that T. Graham Brown, you know, had in the 80s. So he had a few. And I was watching him one time, and the last song he would always play was Delta Dawn. And, you know, he'd sing that, and then kind of in the middle of it, he goes, you know, if I could give everybody a gift here today, I'd want to give you one thing. And that is that you could write a song that everybody knows the words to.
Oh, yes.
And, like, that was, like, the coolest thing, because every time he played that song, everybody knew every word.
Now I know what the song we're going to play coming back in after the break is.
Which version?
Tanya, right?
Yeah.
Tanya Tucker?
Yeah. Play Tanya.
Are there other versions?
I might could find his version.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a few. For sure. We will play Delta Dawn.
I love it, man. What do you call it? The worm, wormhole?
Yeah.
What a worm?
Rabbit hole?
No, in your ear, and that song.
Oh, the worm, yeah.
All day long. So
yeah,
thank you.
It'll be earworm.
Earworm. There we go.
We'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays, and we might even take Clay's phone call. Coming up next, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.